Turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Hebrews. In chapter 1, now, Father, we step before this holy desk, and I praise you and thank you for the instructions that you gave me, that you have given me today, yesterday evening, and then on the way to the service this morning. Thank you. Praise you. We worship you this morning. And for everything that is done, everything that is said, we thank you for it, and we ascribe all of the glory to the matchless name that's above every name that's named, the most precious name ever spoken, the Master himself, Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray it and believe it. Amen. God, I looked it up this morning in my blue letter Bible. And it's God, Theos, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's plural, not singular. Now, in the beginning, Elohim, plural, created the heaven and earth. So all three were involved in this. Always have been, always will be. Now, right here in the book of Hebrews, remember them that have the authority over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of your conversation or manner of life, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. We change. He doesn't. Amen. Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. What does that mean? That means we have record God. Elohim said, light be. So the Father, knowing that Jesus was coming to this place one day, because he was plan B, he didn't plan for Adam's sin, but he did. So the Father said, you say it. So Jesus said, light be. The Spirit of God did it. That doesn't make turn your own fire, your wood's wet. Amen. Because when you meditate it and just let it go widescreen, spend time meditating these things and thinking about them. Amen. That's where the real power is. The Spirit of God said to Gloria while I was a student at Oral Roberts University, in consistency lies the power.
Amen.
What you say all the time, what you think all the time, what you do all the time, that's where the power lies. Well, my consistency and my exercising is what makes it pay off. And when I get on the treadmill, I don't just walk flat. I climb some mountains on it. Every time, every time, every time, every time. Consistency. Now then, keep reading. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, so the two of them are just alike, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Where have you heard that? Right here. Upholding all things. Jesus is upholding all things, not by the power of his word, but by the word of his power. I looked that up this morning. It's dunamis, power, miracle-working power. Miracle-working power is upholding all things. So if you want to be upheld, get over on his word.
Amen.
Now then, let's go from there to the third chapter. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, say apostle. What does that mean? The one sent by God. The apostle and high priest of our profession. That is also translated, the same word is translated confession. So what we confess all the time. They call Pastor George Pearson Captain Confession. He builds confessions and has them all over. And there are many things I could tell you about that over the years. But confession of faith, confession of healing. What's the first thing that comes out of your mouth? You need to be, if it's not in your heart, it won't come out your mouth. Well, whatever's in there, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
First words count. First words count.
Amen.
And a number of years ago in a meeting, there's a woman came to me and told me about a car wreck. There's a car just T-boned them, tore the car all to pieces. And it was just a miracle of God that none of them were killed right then. But she said, my husband was the only one that was not injured, but he died. Why? I said, I don't know, but the Lord does.
Amen.
And I said, you just don't ask that question anymore, but you and I will agree that the Holy Spirit will bring it up and answer your question for you.
Amen.
I said, don't touch that question anymore.
Amen.
And she said, well, all of us are healed of our broken bones and everything. I said, well, just forget all that. Now, I taught on confession and the power of confession, the power of your words and what you think and what you say.
Amen.
Jesus said, why take ye thought saying? Why take ye thought saying? And if you say something, well, a lot of fear on you, then the power of fear will back that confession. Anyway, 3 weeks, she came up after it's over. She said, I got it. She said, we were just scattered out all over the road there, and he checked on everybody. And he said, he walked up over there, and he said, he bent down over me and said, I am a dead man.
Oh.
But first words is what counted.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 23. Now, don't start with 25. It'll ball it up if you do. Verse 20, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, to bring you into the place that I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you will indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel shall go before you. Verse 25, you shall serve the Lord your God, and you shall serve God with joyfulness and gladness of heart, and your angels shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young or be barren. That's, if you look that one up, there'll be no miscarriages in your land. The number of your days, I will fulfill. That is a blood-backed promise. I love this book. What most people don't realize, and that's the reason I say it so much, this is record of two blood covenants. A blood agreement is the most serious agreement known to humankind. And so these blood covenants established law both in heaven and in earth. The blood of animals, then the blood of a man through circumcision, and all of it ratified by the sinless blood of Jesus. That's what this book is all about. Amen. That's the reason it's Holy Bible. It became ratified when Jesus went and presented himself before the Father, cleansed the heavenly utensils of worship with his blood, and then it was ratified. No longer a promise. It's ours. I began to meditate on that. I began to confess that. He's taken sickness from the midst of me. He's taken sickness from the midst of me. He's taken sick. Well, And he bore my sicknesses and carried my pains. He's taken sickness from the midst of me. Now, our driveway, we're on ministry property. That was the biggest miracle. Talk about a God that's more than enough. I won't go into all that story, but I come out of my garage and drive down. What do you think, David, from my house to that first gate? Probably half a mile, something like that. And I was driving there, and that came into me. I mean, it rose up in me. I stopped my car, and I shouted, I'll never be sick another day in my life again forever. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And I haven't been. I haven't been. COVID-19, ministers' conference, January 2019. I was sitting on the front row, and all of a sudden I began to chill, and I began to feel all that same feeling. And I sat on the front row, and I said, you can't put that on me. You know you can't put that on me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get from my body. You can't do it. Ha, ha, ha. Have the joy of the Lord. About 15 minutes is gone. That's it.
That's it. Amen.
That's it. But I take a lot of physical supplements. And not a one a day. That's better, none a day. But my supplement is not to supplement this. This doesn't need any supplement. But at 86, there's a few things that are short. So, it's maximizing hormones, not just supplementing. So thyroid, vitamin C, the body doesn't produce vitamin C, but it's an antitoxin. Magnesium, all those good things. And but every morning, I go into the bathroom and I look in the mirror. First thing, He has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. We did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Jesus went to Peter's house and saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. He touched her hand, the fever left her. When evening was come, they brought many who were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirit with His word and healed all that were sick, fulfilling that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Who His own self bore our sins. Ooh, that's huge. In His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live. He being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. It's done. It's ratified. I was healed 2,000 years ago, and if I was healed then, I'm healed now.
Amen.
Kelly came in from school one day. She walked in. She said, Daddy, I've had all the symptoms of the flu, and this is the first time that this came just out of my spirit. All day, I heard this. Kelly, you are not the sick. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you. She said, I'll be back. Well, she just went to her room and closed the door. By the time supper was ready, she was healed.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's taken sickness from the midst of us. Now, all of these tabs are healing scriptures. Go through there and build your confession. You just pick any of them. That one said, He shall do according to what proceeds out of His mouth. Well, He said it, so it's mine. I'm in a blood agreement with Him. Jesus is my blood brother. He said, I'm not ashamed to call them brethren. But He's my blood brother. Glory to God. I just fell open there in the 24th chapter, verse 17. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Moses went up into the midst of the cloud, and Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. You know what happened in that 40 days and 40 nights? This book happened. He saw it. He was with the Creator for 6 weeks without eating or drinking. I don't believe that. Well, that's your problem. I do. You come way too late for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So now, praise God. Being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Whoa! His name. He inherited His name from God, His Father. God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Well, what's behind a name? To have power of attorney to use a name, you need to know how powerful the name is. So what's behind the name of Jesus? Well, He inherited His name from His Father. Well, what's behind His Father? His Father created all things. She ought to be able to take care of your house payment. Wow! He'd pay off the house.
Yes.
Right in the beginning of this ministry, I was ready to preach. in the book of Romans. And, well, let's just turn over there, the 13th chapter of Romans. And let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. There is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained or ordered of God. Whosoever therefore resist the power, resist the ordinance of God. They that resist shall receive to themselves damnation, for the rulers are not a terror for good works that do evil. Will you be afraid of the power, do that which is good, and shall receive praise of the same? For he is a minister of God for thee for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. He is a minister of God and revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Find the scripture that covers your situation and put it up everywhere. Just stick it up every place. Now then, Matthew 9:35. Now here's the will of God. And Jesus went about all the all the cities and the villages. He didn't just go to the big towns. He went to the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What's the difference? Well, he was teaching in the synagogues. Not many people in those synagogues. But he'd go out in the field and there'd be thousands, great multitudes, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. And healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. He has no less compassion this morning. And he is here online. He's there.
Yes, Lord.
That's right. Absolutely.
He hasn't changed. And neither's the devil. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hello, I'm Martin Hawkins from Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Europe. I'd like to greet all of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You are so precious and so special to us. I've got some great news for you. I'm here in Harrogate at the Harrogate Convention Centre. And this summer in June, Brother Copeland's coming here along with his good friend, Brother Jerry Savell. We're going to have a great time together. There'll be praise and worship, and great teaching, and the opportunity for you to fellowship and come and meet some of the staff from the KCM office. So if you can join us in beautiful Harrogate from the 1st to the 3rd of June for the Europe Victory Campaign, you will be very welcome. You'll be very blessed. Expect faith, expect victory.
Free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Our foundation scripture for the broadcast is Galatians 6, verses 6 and 8. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We want to give you an opportunity to sow into the word you've heard this week and help send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Partners, thank you for faithfully sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you and pray for you every day. You are making a difference in the lives of people around the world because you helped send the word of God and now faith came. We believe for a great harvest from the seeds you've sown, so allow me to pray over your offering today. Father, on behalf of the Lord Jesus, your anointed one, and by his anointing, I bless those who've responded to this opportunity to sow. And I speak over their harvest saying, every good thing that they've done is coming back to them by the Lord of heaven and earth, Jesus, the Lion and the Lamb, 100-fold. Amen and amen. Listen, the mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to minister the word of faith by teaching believers who they are in Christ Jesus, taking them from the milk of the word to the meat, from religion to reality. We want to see you experience the fullness of the blessing, including divine healing and supernatural prosperity. Partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries is doing God's work together. You're part of building the body of Christ by maturing believers around the world to know how to use their faith. You're helping to feed and equip and give to the people of all ages and nationalities. You share in the heavenly reward for every soul won, every person healed, and every life changed. If partnership with KCM is something on your heart, then please let us know. To become a partner today, connect with us at kcm.org/partner. Next week, Brother Copeland teaches a new series on the Christian Chain of Command. Find out what that is and how God designed it to bless and prosper you. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. May 12 through 13, make plans to be at the South Africa Victory Campaign in Randburg, South Africa. June 1 through 3, come to the Europe Victory Campaign in North Yorkshire, United Kingdom. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.